typical scion. There seemed to be an inner cult in the family, presided over by the head of the house, and sometimes closed except to a few members. Temperament rather than ancestry was evidently the basis of this cult, for it was entered by several who married into the family. Lady Margaret Trevor from Cornwall, wife of Godfrey, the second son of the fifth Baron, became a favourite bane of children all over the countryside, and the demon heroine of a particularly horrible old ballad, not yet extinct near the Welsh border. Preserved in Balladry 2, though not illustrating the same point, is the hideous tale of Lady Mary de la Poor, who, shortly after her marriage to the Earl of Shrewsfield, was killed by him and his mother, both of the slayers being absolved and blessed by the priest to whom they had confessed what they dared not repeat to the world. These myths and ballads, typical as they were of crude superstition, repelled me greatly. Their persistence and their application to so long a line of my ancestors were especially annoying. Whilst the imputations of monstrous habits proved unpleasantly reminiscent of the one known scandal of my immediate forebears, the case of my cousin, young Randolph Delapore of Carfax, who went among the negroes and became a voodoo priest after he returned from the Mexican War. I was much less disturbed by the vaguer tales of wails and howlings in the barren, windswept valley beneath the limestone cliff, of the graveyard stenches after the spring rains, of the floundering, squealing white thing on which Sir John Clave's horse had trod one night in a lonely field, and of the servant who had gone mad at what he saw in the priory in the full light of day. These things were hackneyed spectral lore, and I was at the time a pronounced sceptic. The accounts of vanished peasants were less to be dismissed, though not specifically significant in view of medieval custom. Prying curiosity meant death, and more than one severed head had been publicly shown on the bastions, now effaced, around Exham Priory. A few of the tales were exceedingly picturesque and made me wish I had learnt more of comparative mythology in my youth. There was, for instance, the belief that a legion of bat-winged devils kept witches' Sabbath each night at the priory. A legion whose sustenance might explain the disproportionate abundance of coarse vegetables harvested in the vast gardens. And, most vivid of all, there was the dramatic epic of the rats, the scampering army of obscene vermin, which had burst forth from the castle 3 months after the tragedy that doomed it to desertion. The lean, filthy, ravenous army, which had swept all before it and devoured fowl, cats, dogs, hogs, sheep, and even 2 hapless human beings before its fury was spent. Around that unforgettable rodent army, a whole separate cycle of myths revolves. For it scattered among the village homes and brought curses and horrors in its train. Such was the lore that assailed me as I pushed to completion with an elderly obstinacy the work of restoring my ancestral home. It must not be imagined for a moment that these tales formed my principal psychological environment. On the other hand, I was constantly praised and encouraged by Captain Norris and the antiquarians, who surrounded and aided me. When the task was done, over 2 years after its commencement, I viewed the great rooms, wainscoted walls, vaulted ceilings, mullioned windows, and broad staircases with a pride which fully compensated for the prodigious expense of the restoration. Every attribute of the Middle Ages was cunningly reproduced, and the new parts blended perfectly with the original walls and foundations. The seat of my fathers was complete, and I looked forward to redeeming at last the local fame of the line which ended in me. I would reside here permanently, and proved that a Dillapore, for I had adopted again the original spelling of the name, need not be a fiend. My comfort was perhaps augmented by the fact that although Exham Priory was medievally fitted, its interior was, in truth, wholly new, and free from old vermin and ghosts alike.